Praise the Lord. We will always praise his name. Amen. I praise his name today. I praise his name every day. Amen. I'm glad to have you tuning in this evening. May the Lord bless you, minister to you, encourage you, and deliver you, and give you revelation and understanding in your life. Amen. I want to begin with a scripture tonight. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Proverbs 29:25. Amen. I believe that. I don't want to get in that fear of man. I'll tell you. We don't want to fear people. We don't want to get in a place where we're afraid of people because you'll be in a trap. You put your trust in the Lord otherwise, and you'll be okay. Yeah. In other words, you'd be putting your trust in the Lord. You don't be fearing people. You know, people all have their demons. What happens is people get afraid of the people's demons and they get attacked. But if we trust in the Lord, we're going to be saved. We put our trust and faith in him. We know that we have a hedge of protection around about us, and we daily dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Amen? Amen. So on the basis of Jesus' finished work, I destroy the works of Satan against me. On the basis of his finished work, I declare myself free and walking in the glorious liberty of the sons and daughters of God. Amen. All right, we're going to open up with a little bit of news today as we get into the program tonight. OSHA withdraws the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for businesses with over 100 employees. Well, that's good. Legendary Christian hip-hop artist Brady Goodwin, one of the founders of the trailblazing rap group, The Cross Movement, announced last week that he is no longer a Christian and no longer believes in the Bible. I wonder what demons got a hold of him. Or was he really ever a strong Christian at all? I don't know. But he claimed it for years. He says 30 years of his life. He claimed to be a Christian, and he wrote a letter to his church withdrawing his membership and said, I am denouncing the Christian faith. Okay, apostatize them. That's tragic, but what he did, denouncing the Christian faith that I have believed and professed and proclaimed and defended the last 30 years of my life. That's another walk away, another apostatize, another falling away, as the Bible says, they will apostatize in the last day. And his friend said, what's wrong with you? You're leaving Jesus, giving up Jesus, really? Can't do that. But he's doing that. Well, hopefully he'll come back and get right with the Lord. But Mark Wahlberg says he will never hide his relationship with God. Wonder if he's a real Christian. He revealed that he shares his faith with his peer group. And he's teamed up with Mel Gibson for a new faith-based film called Father Stew, based on actual events. And it will hit theaters April 15th. Well, maybe Mark Wahlberg's also a Catholic like Mel Gibson is. And sorry, I don't endorse Catholicism, because I believe that it's killed more Christians than any religion on the face of the earth. I know the Muslims are trying to catch up with that, but the fact of the matter is they've killed a lot of Christians throughout the Middle Ages and still would do it, I think, if they could get away with it. I don't know, but I think so. But anyway, I don't endorse Catholicism just because I give you some news about it. T.D. Jakes' oldest daughter, Kara, says she is ending her marriage to husband of 10 years, rapper Sky Ventura. Okay. Well, are they living in the Word? I don't know. But a massive crowd cheers in Ottawa as Canadian trucks and tractor trailers lead convoy protesting vaccine mandates, while the demonized Trudeau hides away. Yeah, he's hiding out. He doesn't want to face that. Yeah. Of course not. But he knows it's all a scam anyway. He's supposedly triple vax and demands everybody gets vaccinated. And now you can't even shop if you aren't accompanied by a vaccine patrol or whatever if you're unvaccinated at the big stores there. But yeah, they're fighting for their freedom in that country. And I hope that by the grace of God that they will win, as well as here where we will win, in Jesus' name. Afghanistan now tops the Open Doors World Watch persecution list. They are tracking and killing Christians in Afghanistan as the top persecutors of Christians, according to Open Doors International, that they're the top persecutors and killers of Christians in the world right now. And here in America, country singer, actress Jana Kramer, gets baptized saying, I'm making my faith public. Well, good for her. Be bold. Amen. We need to be bold as a lion. We are the righteousness of God. And we better get bold. We better be bold. And we better be unashamed of who's in us. Don't be one that lives a hidden faith that hides Jesus. So many people hide their faith. Don't want anybody to know they're Christian. But don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul said, don't be ashamed. I'm not ashamed. Can't be ashamed. Amen? Yeah. Mom sues the school in California, says the teachers planted the seed in her 11-year-old daughter that she was transgender, while hiding the info from the mother that the teachers recruited the daughter and recruited her daughter to join the LGBT Equality Club. So they're a bunch of perverts then. That's right. Bunch of evil perverts and maybe lesbians, I don't know. But queers, I don't know. But I tell you that we pray for that woman, that she'll win and she'll be bold and unashamed in Jesus' name. Back, we pray you just strengthen that woman in Jesus' name, Lord. Elon Musk tells the 1 million, his 1 million Twitter followers to vote them out. That's right, to vote out Trudeau and to the Canadians, and he tells them, I'm standing with the Canadian Freedom Convoy. Well, good for Elon Musk. I pray that the man gets saved. He said he believes in Jesus, right, recently, wasn't it? Or was that the other guy? I forgot. Anyway, I pray he does get saved. Yeah. All right. So what else is happening? Well, Nike fires fully vaccinated manager from its Oregon headquarters for refusing to upload his COVID shot details to a third-party verification service that works for Nike. Okay, he gets fired. He takes the shots and then he gets fired. Okay, whatever. New York Supreme Court strikes down Governor Kathy Devil, Hochul, or how he pronounced her last name, statewide mandate to wear a mask indoors. Well, that's a real stupid mandate anyway, but you know, there's some stupid people that are out there in government that are just really possessed by demons, absolutely possessed by demons. That's right. And I'm not going to obey government that is possessed by demons, right? That ungodly government. I mean, Jesus didn't say for us to submit to demons. Okay, a lot of people think that we're just supposed to submit to any government, no matter who they are. No. No, Jesus didn't even submit to the government. Paul didn't submit to the government. He did God's word first, and he put God's word above everything, right? And he kept on preaching. The disciples kept on preaching when the government, so-called government, told them to stop preaching. And they kept obeying the word of God. And they said, it's better to obey God than to obey man. And we need to be the same way, right? And right now, you know, who is the legitimate government right now? Who is the righteous government? Four attorney generals sued Google for tracking users without their permission. Right, well, Google's been known to be spies and spying on people for a long time. What's new with that, right? Yeah, a good thing somebody's suing them for it. All right, what are we doing here? Well, we're going to get into the word here in a minute. But right now, we need to recognize if you're married today, it takes total selflessness to be married and get along. That's right. When two people get in problems, the thing that's going to bring them through is obedience to the word of God. But you know what? Most men won't because they don't want to give up. Right? And most women don't obey the word of God in these areas either. One guy said that he wanted a divorce for the first 10 years, but he stayed in church till he learned the word of God, and then he quit wanting to divorce, right? And so we need to realize that we need to put the word at the center of our marriage if we're going to expect our marriages to be good and survive. And just because we had a good marriage last month doesn't mean 3 months from now you still have a good marriage, but how many know we're in a battle? And the enemy does not like two joined together walking in faith, and he does everything he can to destroy that. And so you can't ever feel good about your husband until you feel good about yourself, lady. I know that. That's the real truth that we need to throw in there, too. And a marriage can't work if every time you have a fight, you bring up the sins of the past of the other mate. And this is a sign of unforgiveness being in you. A spirit of unforgiveness is operating. Because if you'd forgiven, you'd not bring up what the mate had done, no matter how bad it was. You know, Jesus, every time you sin, doesn't, hey, oh, I remember what you did 2 months ago. I remember what you did 5 years ago. And, you know, Jesus doesn't do that, does he? No, he doesn't. So why would we do that to one another? Yet Christians do it all the time, bringing up each other's sin when they get in a fight or something, or they have a disagreement. Oh, man. I tell you, what immaturity we have in Christian marriages today. We need to grow up, you know, spiritually and base our marriages on the word. I mean, it's a battle enough in a day-to-day life, see? And if we don't put Jesus at the center of everything that our life has going on in it, then, listen, the enemy's going to take you out in areas. He's going to get you demonized in certain areas and keep you deceived in certain areas, too. So this is warfare, folks. We're going to go on now and get into the word here and pray. Open up in prayer this evening. And thank you for tuning in, folks. Appreciate it. And by the way, I want to say thank you to everyone who supported the program and 2021. We appreciate your prayers and your tithes and offerings. They mean a lot to us. They help keep everything going and financially and spiritually. And we appreciate that. And thank you to those of you who are still supporting this ministry. We appreciate that too. And if you'd like to send in your tithes and offering, it's P.O. Box 50162. That's P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105. And we appreciate that. We also appreciate if you send in testimonies or letters, anything that you have on your mind, or you can email us at theoasis1@localnet.com. theoasis1@localnet.com. All right, let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for another opportunity to share your presence, your word tonight, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the power that can be released here for those who have themselves ready to receive. And Lord, we thank you for releasing that power tonight, Father. We thank you for the power of God, the anointing that breaks the yoke in people's lives, the revelation knowledge of the Spirit that he will bring forth, that will speak into people's lives what needs to be spoken, even if it may be painful to hear at times. But Lord, we need to hear things, and often there are things we don't want to hear. And Lord, I thank you for speaking things into my life that I haven't wanted to hear at times throughout my years as a Christian. And Lord, I know that I've grown because of those things. May not want to hear them, but Lord, I know that they did a good work in me. And now I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the correction that I had in my life over the years, Father. I thank you that I was corrected in ministry in my early days, Father, that because I was beginning out. And Father, I grew by it and was disciplined spiritually and grew and became stronger and a more powerful minister as those years went by, Father. We thank you for that. We thank you for the work you're doing in each of us each day of our life, Father, that you said you'd do that work until the day of Jesus Christ, until his return. And we thank you for working in us right now. And Father, we pray that you're working us tonight, Father, by the power of your Spirit, Lord, and that we will, Lord, walk uprightly, Father, in this hour of great darkness, and the world looks like they're just plunging into darkness, Lord. But your church is shining brighter in spite of that. And I thank you that we're going to shine brighter and brighter and until your return, Father, as we continue to draw near to you, Father. Bring us in close, Father. Bring us out into the deep, Father. Take us into your holy of holies and let us live there, Father, day by day, moment by moment. We praise you for that. We ask you to bless the program tonight, Father. Speak through me for your glory, Father, that you would be lifted up and magnified. We pray for protection for each one of us, Lord, a hedge of divine supernatural protection round about us. Our physical bodies are healed in Jesus' name. We thank you for health and healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing. Someone that told me they had COVID, their family has COVID, Father. We pray for healing for them. We pray for another family who lost their mother. Lord, we pray for them, Lord, and mother and grandmother lost this week, just passed away yesterday, Father. We pray for that family that you'd comfort them, minister to them, encourage them. Lord, we pray for those that are just so demonized right now that they aren't able to see past the demons, Father. We pray that they'll be set free, Father, that they'll see the light and the hope that you offer them in Jesus' name. And we praise you for that tonight and commit this time to you. In Jesus' name, we glorify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you and exalt you tonight, Lord God. Praise you, worship you, honor you. Oh, come on, masina, masura, bohura, vere, vere, wondra, vese, vere, vere. We praise you, God. Praise you, Almighty God. We lift up your holy name, Father. We lift up your holy name and magnify you as we begin this program tonight. And thank you for working in people's lives, Father. Thank you for causing each of us to grow and mature up and grow up into Christ, Father, as you commanded us to do. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I praise God for each of you. Let's get into this word here tonight. We're talking about what? The Voices from Below is the title tonight. The Voices from Below. What have you been hearing and listening to in your mind lately? I tell you, there's all kinds of things being spoken out there. A lot of things being spoken into our mind, and we got to test those spirits, saints. Because I'm telling you, a lot of things spoken in our mind are not the Spirit of God. There's temptation. There's deception. They're lies. And some of you have heard the same old stuff for years in your mind, in your head. And you develop habit patterns based on the things that you have let minister to your mind. And how many know that not all the things that minister to your mind, huh? They've not all been God, that's for sure, even though they may have even masqueraded as God. How many know that the devil knows how to masquerade as God? He kind of looked like an angel of light. Yeah. And some of these voices or thought patterns or ways of thinking have been with you since you were a child or a teenager, and you've just carried these things. Okay? And have you ever stopped to examine why you have thought these ways? Why you are the way you are? Why you've allowed yourself to become the way you are? Why you've developed certain ways of dealing with life and problems? Just because you've done it for so long, does that mean you're doing it the right way? See, most of you at some point got born again. Well, you wouldn't be listening to the program and not getting born again after a period of time, right? But most have carried some same ways of thinking with you that you had even before you were born again. You're carrying it even after being born again, okay? And it's very likely that in many people's cases, you've not seen the enemy in certain areas of your life. But you've not seen the enemy within you that has already been embedded there for a long time. You've not seen that he is hidden, what he is hidden within, and the voices from below, from the pits of hell, that continue to minister to you at times. They sometimes minister fear. They sometimes minister anxiety. Sometimes they minister through a habit pattern that you've had a long time. Yeah. And habit patterns that are consistent with the world and the way they live. When God says we're not of the world, we're in the world, but we're not of it. Or pride, yeah, or hatred, or stress, or competition, or jealousies, or carnality, or just fleshly ways of thinking, and the list goes on and on, right? But there's so many things that we could talk about. The darkness is very clever, though. That's one thing we know, that the devil's not stupid. He is stupid, but he's not stupid. He's stupid because he left God and thought he would exalt himself. But, you know, he's not stupid in the way that he tempts people, because he's been getting away with it. And he's been fooling people for a long time. Fooling people for a long time. So, yeah, that, right? They keep Egypt in there somewhere where the promised land should be there. Right? You're supposed to come out of Egypt, right? Coming out of Egypt. Yeah. We need to get out of Egypt. Because Egypt is the land of sin and darkness. It's where we were in bondage. And now we've been out of the wilderness, headed to the promised land, got into the promised land. But there are places within you that have not come out of Egypt yet. And that's the area that we need to focus on. We need to get rid of and deal with. Amen? I mean, the battle of battles is where? It's within the mind of you and me, in our minds. And this is where we daily live, and this is where your past, present, and future has been determined, even though there are outside influences as well, of course. But what goes on inside of you is where the decisions, determinations, and choices, and actions, and manner of life all come from. What's going on inside of you? You react, you act, and you're influenced. Okay? There's a Holy Spirit influence inside your spirit, but how many know a lot of believers aren't listening to the Holy Spirit all the time? That's for sure. Some of them are very little time because they never even pick up the Bible and read it. And yet too many of us have allowed voices from below to influence and even control our lives through suggestions and thoughts and temptations, illusions and deceptions and confusion and fear and simply painting the wrong pictures in your mind. How many know you see pictures in your mind? And sometimes these pictures will influence your way of life. And sometimes you might even think they're God when they're not God. That's why we need to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Amen? Because I'm telling you, demon spirits are very active in the mind of every human, believers and unbelievers. They're inserting thoughts within your mind on a regular basis every day. They insert and plant thoughts in your mind. They will insert and plant pictures in your mind. They will insert and plant tragedies in your mind to see something happening to you. How many ever thought you saw yourself in a car wreck or being robbed or raped or having some disaster happen to one of your family members or something? See, they planted these pictures in your mind. They're lies of the devil. You rebuke them and you cast down these vain imaginations. That's what we're supposed to do, right? But how many know that some people start dwelling on this stuff, especially when they're subtle? A lot of times they're very subtle, and they come in very subtly because the devil is subtle, and he knows how to be sneaky. He's a sneaky serpent snake, and he knows how to be sneaky. It flips stuff into your mind, okay? So we've got to recognize this stuff. We've got to recognize the illusions, the deceptions, the confusion, the fear, the temptation, the suggestion that are planted in our minds, the thoughts, the pictures. These things are demonic, folks. We got to recognize that they're demonic. They can come with a very religious face, too. Okay? Oh, yeah. We're facing and dealing with ungodly spiritual influences every day of our life, and all of us face them. You're not superior. You don't face them. No, no. And yet so many believers, so few believers, in fact, recognize them as they speak from below into their mind. See, these are the voices of the ungodly system of darkness and demons and fallen angels. And the word teaches us to put on or to put our mind on things above, not beneath, not the voices from below. But let's read Colossians 3, verse 1 as we start out here this evening. Colossians 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, well, are you? Seek those things which are above. Yeah, I'm risen with Christ. So I'm seeking those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ, in God. See? So the above, not the beneath. So the battle is on to keep you from doing that. It is throughout our lifetime. Okay, unending until we pass on to be with Jesus or until Jesus comes back, we're going to face these things. We're going to face these inserted things. And you know what? Christians are supposed to look like Jesus, not look like the world. So something's wrong here. Something very, very wrong, because I see a lot of Christians looking just like the world, okay, acting just like the world. But, you know, if we have any beauty at all, what beauty is it? It's not our beauty. It's his beauty. If we have anything desirable, it's not us. It's Jesus in us. See, if people want to be around us, it's because of who is in us, right? Jesus. And it stands true also that if people don't want to be around you, it's because there's not enough Jesus showing through. There's a lot of devil showing through still, okay? A lot of pride, whatever, you know. People don't like being around prideful people all the time unless they have the same spirit, but maybe it's a lesser pride. And the bigger pride is kind of, oh, my, I'm impressed with your big pride. I want to be like you, you know. No, we don't want that. Pride goes before fall. So we got to ask ourselves, what shows in me? You know, it's a fact that most people don't know how they look to other people. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they think they know. I mean, they have an image of themselves in their own mind. We have that image of ourselves. I mean, how many know our image in our own mind of how we look to others is not always accurate? In fact, most of the time, it's not accurate at all. Because other people see us a whole different way than we see ourselves, because we know we see a lot more than they see about us. And they see us very differently than we see ourselves. And sometimes our view of ourselves is inaccurate. It's been painted by the wrong sources. And we need to recognize how God sees us and start seeing ourselves the way he sees us instead of the way that we've been seeing ourselves. Amen? Amen. Oh, yeah. A lot of people, they think they know. They think they know what they look like to other people. They have an image in their mind that they think they are presenting to other people, but that image is usually not what others perceive. I know maybe you never thought of these things, but these things are important to know because it's all leading to having an understanding here that a lot of us don't have an understanding about a lot of things, and we need to have understandings about things in life. And many people live in a certain degree of fantasy. How many know that? Fantasy is a spirit, too. It's a voice from below. And the fantasy of an exalted self is a voice from below. And it's time to wake up and realize the world can't revolve around you. Can't revolve around me. I mean, we're not it. Jesus is it. Amen? And we got to get that thing. Jesus is it. We're not it. Jesus is it. Jesus said, I came not to do my will, but he came to do the will of my Father, he said. And too many of us, what are we coming to do? We're coming to do our will. Everything's got to revolve around us and our will, what we want. Well, what is the Father's will? Hey, did you even ask? Well, if it lines up with what you want, fine. But if it doesn't, well, that's the devil. I thank God talking. Right. It's what I want. No. It's not necessarily, unless you're so in tune to God, that you could say, as Jesus did, I only do what I see my Father doing. I only do what I see Jesus doing. I only do what the Holy Spirit is doing. Can we all say that? No. None of us have arrived there yet. Okay? No matter how spiritual you think you are, you have not arrived yet. You're still growing. You still have need of deliverance. You still have demons. You know, deliverance is progressive all of our life. It's not a one-time event like the Word of Faith people teach. Oh, well, they got totally delivered. I laid hands on them and cast out the devils, and they were totally delivered. No, you're not totally delivered until they're all gone, until Jesus comes and there's no more sin in your life. Right? Amen. No more flesh there. No more, body and soul there. Our spirit's delivered. Jesus lived there. He doesn't live with demons. He doesn't have company with them. Your body and soul is not delivered totally yet. Now, you may have received a lot of deliverance, and you're on the road to getting more and more delivered, but it's a progressive walk. Things that you can't handle now, you may handle in 5 years, and you'll get delivered from them then. Things that you can't handle in 5 years from now, you'll get delivered in 10 years from then. You know, when you're ready, God will bring them up to the surface and you get them out. Okay? Amen. Oh, man. Or are you saying, oh, me? Right. Well, no, you're going to be delivered. God is working in each of us. Okay? He's working in us. Amen. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 10. If you're looking these up with me. If not, I'm looking them up. I'll read them to you. 2 Corinthians 10. 17 and 18. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, here we are, 17 and 18. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. Okay? It's whom the Lord commendeth. We don't glory in ourselves, we glory in the Lord. Think about that. If you're going to brag and boast about Jesus, if you're going to say how great you are, I don't want to hear it, okay? Let God show me, and I'll tell you how great you are in God, okay? But that's right. We're not to toot our own horn. We're to toot the Lord's horn, right? We're to exalt him. And then if someone else wants to say how great God is working through you, that's fine, but we give all the glory to God. We don't take the glory for ourselves, right? Let God show me, you know. Don't say how great you are. And live it by your life. In other words, show it by your life, and I'll give God all the glory. See, the older I get, the less talent impresses me. And the more I'm impressed by a person's personal integrity. Because that's something that's lacking today, truth and integrity. You know, I've heard Christians lie to me throughout these 38 years of pastoring churches. I tell you, oh, yes, Pastor, I'll see you next week. Well, we love this church. I'll be here next week, Pastor, and never see them again. Or they never show up next week. They don't show up the week after, and then someday they might show up. I've been lied to. Oh, Pastor, yeah, when when I win the lottery, I'm going to tithe to this church. I'm going to do this. I'm going to support you and all that. And they're not even tithing now. What makes you think they're going to actually tithe if they won the lottery? They're just lying to themselves. They're lying to me. You know, I've heard everything, every kind of, you know, excuse and Christian lie and Christian story. You know, talent can be found. But a person you can trust, a person with will, integrity, and character, you know, that's pretty hard to find today, okay? That's pretty hard to find. There's a whole lot of Christians out there tooting their own horn, promoting themselves. You know, they say they're doing it for Jesus, and if you question them, that's what they're going to tell you, but they're really doing it for themselves, see? But it's not what you do for Jesus anyway that counts. It's what Jesus does through you that counts, right? See, I'm not living for Jesus. I'm living from Jesus, from his grace, from his anointing, from his strength, from who he is. You know, I'd rather trust somebody who's just been faithful, who studies the word, prays, been faithful in their church or, you know, whenever they could be, and they prayed for it. They prayed for the pastors. They labored for it. They labored for, you know, labored for years that didn't seem to have much talent. Than to trust somebody who just comes in and says, man, I can sing, I can lead, I can preach, I can prophesy, I can do this. You need to let me do such and such. Man, I tell you, that person's scary. I've had them come in like that, you know. Oh, yeah. You're out to be noticed. You're out to get a following. You know, I'm not buying it, okay? I've been doing this a long time. I've had them come into church and say, well, I can sing, I can play this, I can do this, I can prophesy, I can preach. You know, it doesn't impress me anymore. I learned. I've had them come in doing those things. I learned that was what they were about. There was a lot of pride operating. There was a lot of spirits operating. It wasn't good. Okay? And a lot of people don't want to hear this because they got their big ministry. They think there's some big shot in the spirit. And I'll tell you this, the only one big shot I know of, that's Jesus, all right? I'm not a big shot. I'm nothing. I'm just a vessel, a son that he could use. And I let him use me. Amen. What about you? If this offends you, then you might have some of those spirits operating in you. Okay? And, you know, I'm not doing this this program to make a whole bunch of everybody be my friend. And, you know, I'm doing it to obey God and to share the word of the truth. See? I want to share the truth with you. I don't want to share, you know, a bunch of lies and minister to your pride and yourself. You know, I want to minister to your spirit. I want to minister to the man and woman of God there that's listening that wants more of Jesus and wants to be set free more and more and more and grow in grace and truth. And yeah, anyway, Philippians 2:20, it says, for I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. See, that's the way it is. It's a common problem for people to seek their own instead of Christ. So people often end up showing someone else other than Jesus Christ, right? That's it. They're seeking their own. Paul had the same problem in that day. People are doing ministry because what they can get out of it. And that's not right. I'm in ministry for what I could give out by the Spirit of God, not for what I could get out of it. If I was in it, I'm in it because God told me to be in it. He spoke to me audibly back many, many years ago before I was ever even a pastor. And he told me audibly, like I had to look around and see who was in the room with me, that he called me to the ministry. He told me, I'm going to loose your tongue and you will speak for me. Well, there's no way I was going to get up in front of people. But at that time, and I remember the first time I did, my knees were shaking. Yeah. First time I did, I spoke in a mission in Texas, a downtown mission. And, I've been speaking ever since then. But, you know, God did it. He did it. I didn't do it. I wouldn't have done it. I know there's a lot of self-called people out there, but they need to make sure they're called to God. That's why so many have been leaving the ministry, too, because they really weren't called by God. Yeah, that's true. Thousands of them left the ministry last year. Okay, I won't get into that. But Christians go from job to job, relationship to relationship, friend to friend, church to church, blaming everything and everyone else, not getting the message from the Holy Spirit, which says, hello, the problem is inside you, not everybody else. See? I'm trying to use them all to help you see your need to change. But you are listening still to voices from below and you're not hearing. See? That's the problem. We got no ears to hear. Many times we don't have the ears to hear what the Spirit of God wants to say to us. And we need to develop ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, not what the voices from below are saying. Oh, yeah, but see, if we don't see our problem, we can't get delivered from our problem. We can't focus on those problems to see them change. So we got to cry out, God, open our eyes. God, Jesus, Father, open our eyes in Jesus' name. We need the gift of discernment to discern ourselves. What is my motivation? What is my motive? Am I doing this to draw attention to myself? Do I have to have my way? You know? Or am I really laying down my life and letting Jesus live his life through me? What's happening inside of me? You know, we don't often even know ourselves the way we ought to, see. But it says in Galatians 2:20, now, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. This is Paul talking. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We need to be able to say the same thing that Paul said. Not I that live, but Christ. And the life that I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen? Amen. This is it, man. Is Christ living through you or are you living through you? Which one is it? Is Christ living through you or are you living through you? Which one? What are you showing off? You know, people love to show off. I mean, remember when I was a teenager, I wanted to show off for the girls. You know, I was ignorant. Didn't know much back then, just like most of us. We didn't know too much as a teenager. But, you know, we need to die to that. People love to show off, but we need to die to that pride and show Jesus. You know, if we show Jesus, that's what's going to make a difference in this old wicked world. Not showing ourselves, that isn't going to make any difference. Well, how can I show Jesus? Well, I'm glad you finally asked. Right? I mean, we can live our life as he lived his, right? Amen. Philippians 2:5. How did he live his life? It says here, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, right? Well, what mind is this? Well, what mind are we talking about? Well, verse 6, what does it say? It says, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Amen. And then God highly exalted him in the next verse because he was obedient, right? And gave him a name which is above every name. Hey, folks, you know, we need to get this. He didn't come to earth with a big shot attitude and mentality. You know, hey, God, here I am. Hey, folks, wake up. Jesus has arrived. Mary, I'm God. Bow or burn. What's it going to be? You know, no, he didn't come in that way. He came to serve others, not himself. Yeah. Okay. So live your life as he lived it. Totally dependent on God. Totally dependent on God and considering others better than yourself, right? What is it? Verse 4 here. It says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And it says also verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Considering others better than yourself? I mean, really, it's a small world when it centers around just you. Or just me. I mean, we can't do that. Too many people have secret agendas, I found out. And I'm looking for people who are real. They don't have a secret agenda. They're not using you or using me to get to their goal, see? You got to get your mind off yourself. See, there's more to life than just you. I mean, there's you too, but if you're number one, then guess who isn't number one? Number three, recognize you can't do it. He has to. This is coming to the place where God can live his life through you. You yield to him and say, okay, Lord, I can't do it. I'm living from you and through you, but I'm not living for you anymore, okay? So you quit living for Jesus and you start letting Jesus live through you and you live from him. See, most Christians spend their whole life living for Jesus. I'm going to do this for you, God. I'm going to do this for you, God. I'm going to give this to you, God. I'm going to go minister to so-and-so for you, God. But they never come to the place of crucifixion. And yeah, their personal Golgotha, where they die and Christ begins to live through and in them. See, people have so much trouble because it's their life. It's their ministry. It's their money. It's their kids. I have a word for you from the Lord. Die to them. Die. You got to die because you can't live until you die. You can't have a resurrection until you face the death and die. Right? Oh, my. Yeah, he that loveth his life shall lose it, but he that loses his life shall find it. The Bible, Jesus said that, right? Amen. I know there's a tough thing that a lot of pastors won't tell you because they're trying to cater to the people, not lose any. If they're pastors, they don't want to lose the people, so they don't want to preach it too strong. They don't want to say a lot of things the way it really is because they don't want to lose the people. They don't want to lose the tithers. They don't want to be removed from their position or whatever. Romans 6:11. Said, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto, but alive unto God. In other words, you've had your resurrection. You've died and you've had a resurrection through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. So stop letting it rule and reign over you. Stop listening to those voices from below. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself. In other words, you're yielding to demons. But yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Hallelujah. Self-rule is yielding to sin, folks. I know that doesn't sound too good, but that's true. Because we're not supposed to be living by self-rule. We're supposed to be living by Jesus' rule. Jesus rules my life. Amen? Yield to God so Jesus can live through you. That takes a load off of you, right? You have such a heavy load. You're walking in so much cares and fears because you're trying to carry the load. You can't carry the load. Jesus said, cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. Because now God's in charge, and he's doing the living, not you. See, he's living your life. Amen. And we're living from him. In other words, from his life. He said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundant. That life that you have is the Zoe life of God, and that is living through you and in you and manifesting in you. And we have a manifestation of the life of God when we live this way. And how many know that the life of God is more than enough? But our life is not enough. We're trying to live it from our life. No wonder you're living in fear. No wonder you're living in confusion. No wonder you're frustrated. No wonder you can't tell which way is up and which way is down. Amen? Give it to Jesus. Give your life to him and truly let him be Lord of all. Number four, live a life of forgiveness. Jesus said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. You know, some have to forgive that the pastor for preaching this message, right? Oh, Pastor Kyle, you're making me mad. Right. But some of you need to forgive God, even though he hasn't even done anything wrong to you, but you're mad at God because he didn't answer the prayer the way you wanted it answered or when you wanted it answered or how you wanted it answered or whatever. He's not doing everything just the way you want. And you're mad. And you need to forgive God because you're holding out against God. God hasn't done anything wrong. It's you. Hey, it's always us because God never does anything wrong. How many know that? God never does anything wrong. If we're mad at God, if we're blaming him for something, it's not God. It was the devil or it was us, or he did something a different way than you want him to do it. See, God is not always going to do everything the way we want him to do it. Amen. Amen. Some of us are desperate to see Jesus in our lives. We need a touch from Jesus. We need him to help us to be whole so that we don't hide in the shallow pit of self and listen to the voices from below. A lot of people are so used to hearing the voices from below, they don't know the Lord's voice when he speaks. Amen. God wants to heal us so we can be whole. And we need to allow that to take place and let Jesus turn us toward him. We need to let him turn us toward him. Let us turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. He's going to cause us to be able to turn toward him today. And some of you need to let your walls down. Okay? I mean, you put up all these self walls to protect yourself, and demons have accommodated that. And you thought that was good for you. Afraid somebody will see your weaknesses and not respect or honor the great you. No, no. It's not about us. Forget it. Get out of your bubble. We all know you're not perfect. We all know that nobody's perfect. Come on. We got to know that. Get out and get healed. Get out of that bubble. Get out of that pride and let Jesus deliver you. Let those walls down. Face the voices from below. The devils who have been ministering to you lies for so long, ministering lies to you, who have deceived you. Oh, yeah, be real. Be real. Quit hiding behind that face. Amen. Quit faking it. A lot of Christians, they come to church every morning, every Sunday morning, they're faking it. They put on a smile. They're not smiling inside. Maybe they just had a big fight on the way to church, right? Oh, I know many times couples have had fights on the way to church. We've all been attacked on the way to church at times, okay? And so I know when they come in the door, I can see they're putting on a smile, but they've had something happen. They had a quarrel. They had to deal with the children. Something happened on the way to church or before church at home. Oh, yeah, the devil's very active to keep people in strife or in difficulty, you know, on Sunday morning. Yeah. And other times, of course, too. I mean, it's not just then, but I'm just using that as an example. But, yeah, we need to be real. We need to quit hiding behind the, you know, these masks that we put on. You know, I need help. You need help. We all need help. We all need more deliverance. We all need various things healed in our lives. We need various things changed. None of us are better than the other. That's right. So let's get healed. Let's get delivered. Let's let Jesus minister to us today. Let's get the demons up and out of us, right? Let's stop the ministration of death and demons to us. And let's feed on life. Let's feed on Jesus. Let's die to our life and take on his life. See, if we don't die, we can't live. We have to die to self, to the lies, to the pride of man, the lust of the flesh, to all that is not Jesus, folks. We're in the battle of the ages right now. We better get on board right now with the Holy Ghost, right? We better learn to walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh, because now is a time that like never before in our lives, and it's only going to get more weird in the days ahead, because Satan is throwing all out attacks upon the church right now. See? And so we better get on board. We better get on fire. We better get filled up with Jesus. We better get in the deliverance train, right, and get on the progressive deliverance, right? We need it all. Amen. Because we're living in such a time that we're not going to make it if we don't stay filled with Jesus. See? Amen. Because in the storms of life, the real truth about ourselves come out. And how many know there are storms going on? And so many of them that go on in this world. Let's go look at this in Mark 4 here. Maybe you're in a really bad storm right now and you don't know what's going on. You wonder, why is this happening to me? Why am I going through? Why am I facing this? Well, because Jesus is going to show up, right? Mark 4:35. Amen. Everybody say it. Jesus is going to show up in my storm. Amen. He's my deliverer. And the same day, Mark 4, Verse 35, and the same day when evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Oh, yeah, sometimes you just get full of the storm, right? You feel like, man, I can't take any more. Where is this coming from? I can't take any more. I'm so full of this. Right, you might feel that way. But the ship was now full of water, right? And it was, and he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said, then Master, care us not that we perish. What happened here? Jesus was asleep. Why was Jesus asleep? Have you ever noticed that when a really big storm comes along in your life, a big attack of the enemy, Jesus often seemed to be asleep in the back of the boat? Why is that? What is this message here for us for? Your boat is steadily filling up with man, I can't take this. I'm just so full of it. Had too much of this, right? And God seems 1,000 miles away, 1,000,000 miles away, whatever. And the familiar sense of his presence is not there. And Lord, we cry, where are you, God? Where are you, God? Right? Where are you, God? Hasn't this happened to you? You feel like every demon of hell is attacking you, and then you remember what God said on the shore, something about getting to the other side? Hello? He must have known about this storm, right? He's God. You think he doesn't know about the storm you're in or you've been in or the attack that you have suffered and went through? He said, let us go over to the other side, right? Uh-huh. Why isn't he helping me? I'm going to drown. I feel like we're going to drown in here. It's so full, the boat's full of water. I remember one time I almost did drown. I was a young fella, not very old. I didn't know how to swim yet. I don't know, maybe 9 years old, 10 years old. I don't remember, but that might have been 11 or 12, but I don't think it was that old. But I was out there in the lake, and I was just walking on the bottom, walking and walking and walking, and suddenly there was no bottom. And down I went, drowning, thrashing about, you know, but I didn't know how to swim yet. I did take swimming lessons and learn after that, by the way, but I didn't know at that time. And so I was drowning, literally drowning, and then some big arm reached down and pulled me up out of the water, you know, and saved my life because I was certainly drowning. It was a weird, strange feeling, right? Strange feeling. I don't like that word weird, but strange feeling, okay? So, hey, listen, God's got a big arm, and when you feel like you're drowning and you cry out to him, and it looks like, man, you know, I was in the position of drowning. I mean, I was on my way down, and then someone rescued me, and I was thankful for that. And God is going to rescue you, too. I mean, don't think Jesus isn't going to show up. See, don't you see what's happening to you when all this happens? It's in the storm that all that is hidden in you comes to the surface. All your fears, all your doubts are exposed as they were with the disciples in this passage. Master, don't you care what's happening to us? You know, we're perishing, Master. And what did Jesus say about that? From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You know, they didn't believe him. In other words, by considering what someone or you are saying, you could usually get a good idea of what's hidden in this person's mind, right? Oh, yeah. And much of the time, what's hidden there is the voices from below. They don't really believe God. A lot of people don't really believe God. They don't believe he's going to heal them. Don't believe he's going to deliver them. Don't believe he's going to show up in their storm. I know because I've listened to people over the years and what they said about things, and they've proven to me that they didn't really believe God over and over and over again. And I tell you, I've planted, what, 9 churches over the years and pastored all of these churches. And I've had a lot of Christians in my life who I've met and ministered to, and they've, you know, they've revealed a lot of them. I'm not saying all of them, but some of them just did not really believe God. They acted like it. They prayed. They lifted their hand and praised God, but when it really came down to, you know, where the rubber meets the road, they didn't really believe him. See? Yeah. That's right. They were afraid. They lived in fear, anxiety, stress. And yeah, we cast out demons, but see, they're still listening to those voices from below, and see those spirits come right back if you listen to the voice. How many know that once you get a spirit out, you know, they're looking to get back in the same house of which they came out of, and they're going to make every opportunity to get back in there. If they can, they'll get back in there. Mm-hmm. They're looking for open doors, saints. And if they find one, they will come back. And they do. When people start going right back to those voices from below and start listening, same thing starts happening again. Oh, my. Oh, Master, don't you care? Oh, yes, he does care. But you got to believe him. You got to believe that Jesus is going to show up. And he did show up right there in the boat. Amen. He did, and it was powerful. He is powerful God. Amen. He is. Oh, yeah. But so many times it's the voices from below that has implanted itself within us, and we gotta get rid of that. So in considering what the disciples are saying, we see what stood out and what stands out and is, in fact, the root of all their fears. They didn't believe the Master cared for them. They didn't believe the Master would do what he's been doing already. They've seen signs, wonders, and miracles. But this is one of their basic problems, their greatest fears, that when the chips were down, right, Jesus would fail them and reject them. You know, we also see self-preservation here, right? Oh, yeah, I found this is true in many Christians, too. And the deepest root of most people's lives tends to be rejection, right? Oh, yeah. I mean, rejection is one of the big three that most everybody has. Rejection to some degree, a fear that when times, you know, really get rough, God won't come through. And most folks, they don't want to admit that, or they may not even realize it. But in the height of the storm, it comes rushing out right there, you know, there it is. Oh, Jesus, where are you? How often this has been true in our lives? You know, when the storm is upon us, the real truth comes out, whether we really trust God or whether we trust in something else. Mm-hmm. Do we run to him or do we run to the psychiatrist? Do we run to get some more pills? Do we run to the doctor? Or do we go to Jesus first? You know, and I'm not saying there's something wrong with going with doctors, but today more and more, you know, they're in it for the money and they do what they have to do to get the money. So, and it's not always the right thing. They've killed people, lots of them, you know, according to the records and what's been going on. They get money for COVID and they prescribe what the government tells them to prescribe, and I forget the name of that one, but yeah, it is killing people. And what they do, sad. The hospitals are not the best place to go, that's for sure. But Jesus, the great physician, amen, that's who he is. Oh, absolutely. And we better believe him. I tell you, unbelief, fear, rejection, depression, anger, lust, and a give-up attitude, some sin in their life, some alcohol problem or drug problem. Well, people go back to drugs and drinking and smoking when they're in a storm sometimes. That's the first thing they do. They have a rough time, and they go back to the alcohol, go back to the smoking, go back to the drugs, go back to the old ways. Hey, it all comes up to the surface in a storm. But see, often that's what God allows in the storms. I mean, that's why he allows the storm. He wants to root out these hidden things that are in your life, these hidden demons, these spirits of fear is often there because of rejection in the storm. The old wounds and the hurts of the past come up. And then once you see the things that are hidden in you, if you will, you can confess them. You can deal with them. You can get delivered from them. You can change. Hallelujah. Right? Hallelujah. You have to recognize these things that are hidden and get free from them. But you first need to see these areas and then acknowledge the areas of your life that have given ground to the enemy, that these areas have given ground to the enemy, then bring them to Jesus. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, what? He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See? If you notice, the first five words of this verse are something you must do, but then the sixth word, what? He takes over. He takes it from there. Right? He takes it from there. You do the confessing, then he does the forgiving and the cleansing and the delivering. He's a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Mark 4, verse 39. Let's read. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Amen. This verse here describes one of the most remarkable things Jesus ever did. In the middle of a raging storm, Jesus stood up in a boat. He rebuked the wind because the devil was in the wind. How many know the word wind can also speak of spirits, both the Holy Spirit, but evil spirits as well, because, right, spirits are in the air, in the wind, in the, yeah, that's the word for spirit. And so in the middle of that raging storm, Jesus rebuked the wind, and then he simply spoke to the sea, and it was instantly calm. Did that sober the disciples? Oh, man, did it. And yet they said, who is this man? See, they still didn't understand because their hearts were hardened by unbelief. How many times do we not get it because of our unbelief? And that's often our problem. We just don't understand who he is or why he does the things that he does. Do you really believe God? Do you really believe God can bring instant, perfect peace into your life, a perfect calm? You may say, yes, but I rarely experience it. Why? Usually because he's waiting for something. He's waiting for you to own up to the real problem and confess. He allows the storm to rage until you can really see what's hidden inside of you. Then you bring him to Jesus, and he stops the storm. Mm-hmm. Right then and there. There's no more need for the storm. Why? Because the purpose of the storm is to bring out what's hidden in you. You know, years of voices from below. Now, I want you to see this also as I start to wind this down a little bit. But he first rebuked the wind. Secondly, he spoke to the waves. Pay close attention, for here we see how to deal with the spirits here and the spirits of fear also and the other spirits. Notice he rebuked the source, and then he spoke to the symptom. Most folks usually get it backwards. They rebuke the symptoms, ignore the source. They're dealing with the symptoms all the time, but they're not dealing with the source of the problem. They're not dealing with what's there inside of them from below. Okay? They're rebuking symptoms, but they're not dealing with the source, the devil. And as a result, there's no lasting freedom and deliverance taking place. And you see, it's the wind that drive the waves. The demons are driving the problem that you're seeing the fruit of, those problems that the demons are manifesting. See, the wind was the spirit of the enemy. And the word wind, again, can be interpreted in the Greek spirit. So demons or the devil was in the wind. Maybe it was the devil himself that brought up that wind, try to destroy them. You know, if he hated Jesus, of course, he knew who Jesus was. So you see, the real problem in the storm was not the waves, although the waves were all the disciples could see. They couldn't see the wind, but they saw the effects of it. But the real problem was something they could not see, and our real problem is something we don't see. We could see the symptoms, but we don't see the demon. Okay? And so it is with us. The real problem that we don't see. The years of listening to the wrong voices, the years of listening to the voices from below. See, it's always more easy to focus on the symptoms, but never get to the root. See, never get to the wind, because that's all you can see about a problem. You just see, well, I'm this way, I'm that way, and I have a troubled mind, I'm hurt, I have sickness in my body, I have a tough situation, a broken relationship. But the source is something you can't see. It's a spirit. It's an infirmity spirit. It's a spirit of fear. It's a spirit of anxiety. It's a spirit of depression. It's a spirit of a loss or a spirit of death or a spirit of jealousy. Yeah. So what do? We got to deal with the spirit. We got to deal with the spirit. We got to deal with the root spirit there. We got to get to the you know, the strong man. We got to get to these demonic things that are really causing us the problems here. Rebuke the spirit, cast out the spirit, the one behind the scene, driving the symptoms. Then and only then can we speak peace to our emotions, or we speak peace to our lives and our situation, the situations that we're in, that we're facing, the difficulties that we're facing. Then you can have peace and you can relax and you can trust that all things are working together for your good. Yeah. What has bothered you lately anyway? What's been bothering you lately? You need to rebuke the wind, the spirits behind it. See, you need to cast those spirits behind it out. Yeah. Amen. And confess that unbelief has been operating there too. How many know that that unbelief could be a real hindrance? It was a hindrance to people in the land where Jesus went to preach. He said he could do no mighty works there because of what? Their unbelief. And today, it's major unbelief in this country. Major big-time unbelief in America. See, because we're so used to, you know, running here and running there to get our needs met rather than totally having to trust in the Lord to have our needs met. See? Oh, yeah, we're self-dependent on what we could do. Well, we could go work this job, or we could go do this to this doctor. We could go, you could do all this yourself. Why do we need God? And then you're not used to exercising faith. There's a lot of unbelief. Well, you mean just believe God? That scares me. Well, no, that's what we should have been doing all along, just believing God. And, yeah, you could go to a doctor you want, but, yeah, just believe God in the whole thing. You can't put your faith in a doctor. Your faith has got to be in the Lord. So what is the source of what's been bothering you? Have you really sorted it out? Have you examined it by the Spirit of God within your spirit, your born-again spirit? You know you have an instant help, a very present help in trouble. The Lord is that help. Amen? He's a very present help in trouble, whatever you are facing. Hallelujah. Have you tested the Spirit? Have you used the mind of Christ resident in your spirit from the Holy Spirit within you? See, we have the mind of Christ. You need to decide and declare what the word is true and that you have the mind of Christ. Therefore, you declare you have discernment of spirit because the mind of Christ has discernment of spirit. Amen? Say it right now, I have the mind of Christ. I have discernment of spirit. You got to declare these things. You got to start declaring the truth over your life. For too long, you've declared lies. Yeah, you've declared the symptoms. You've declared what the devil's put on you and what he told you in your mind. But now it's the time to declare truth. And I have the mind of Christ. And I have discernment of spirit because the mind of Christ has discernment of spirit. Amen. Through the mind of Christ and the discernment of spirit, you could discover and uncover the voices from below that are within you, orchestrating your life at times as you have yielded to them over and over and over again throughout your lifetime. We need to learn to yield to the Spirit of God, not to the spirits of the world, not to the spirits that are from beneath, from below. Amen? We need to look up above, as we read in Colossians 3:1. Who and what you yield to is what's going to have the dominance in your life. And you know that. What have you been yielding to? Well, that's what has the dominance in your life. Oh, yeah, we had this woman come for deliverance that she just, she was yielding to the voice in her head. She had a voice from God to tell her what to wear every morning when she got up out of bed. She'd been at Bethel, you know, and been in the school of ministry out at Bethel, and she would jerk too uncontrollably at times too. She'd have the jerks, and she didn't have control over her body. She said, that was the Holy Ghost. No, that wasn't the Holy Ghost. That was a demon. The Holy Spirit will not make you jerk uncontrollably. Really? Come on. Now, I'm telling you, a lot of Christians, they start jerking. It's a demon. It isn't the Holy Spirit, because the Bible says the spirit of the prophet subject to the prophet. In other words, you can stop jerking if you want to. Oh, but it's the Holy Spirit. He's making me jerk like that. No. No. Anyway, this woman had to have a voice. She had to hear every morning what the clothes to put on. Because she wouldn't put on any clothes unless something told her, some voice told her. And yeah, demons will just take advantage of that situation. She was hearing voices from below. And she was a mess. She came to us for deliverance. She was a mess. Because Bethel messed her up. Bethel messed up a lot of people, okay? And because I know a number of people personally that have had epilepsy and convulsion, you know, from being a part of Bethel. They pick up these spirits, these jerking things, and they're not God. And I know some people think jerking is the Holy Ghost on them, man. But no, there are other spirits that manifest and do things that would try to fool people too, I tell you. But anyway, yeah, I have voice for everything. Yeah, everything, you know, and so that opens a person up because God, you know, gave you a mind. You don't have to have a voice for everything. God gave you a mind. He gave you the mind of Christ. You don't have to hear a voice for everything. You just do what you think is right because you've been in the Word. You've been walking with Jesus. He gave you a mind. You know how to make decisions based on the Word of God. You don't have to have a voice all the time. Not that you won't ever hear his voice. You will. God speaks to his people. But to have to have a voice to decide what clothes to put on, what food to eat, every little thing of their life, you just open in doors to the voices from below because they will accommodate that kind of attitude, okay? And they have surely done that to this woman. She was a mess. I tell you. So we need to be on guard. We need to learn to yield to the Spirit of God, not those spirits of this world, okay? Quit yielding to the wind and the wave, the source and the symptom. Yield to Jesus, to the Holy Ghost, to the Holy Spirit, to deliver them, to the exposing of death and darkness. See, don't let lies any longer be the basis of your life. Truth has got to come to be the basis of our life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's going to have to be the basis for our decisions and our present and future. Okay? Because listen, If truth is not the basis, then where do we find the truth? I mean, know where we find the truth. We find the truth in the Word of God. Any voices that don't line up with the Word of God are a lie. If they're not lining up with the Word of God, then we know this is the basis that we can judge everything is from the Word of God, from the new covenant of the Word of God. We don't want to go back and live under the old covenant. If you go back under the law, you could be fallen from grace. We don't want to do that. But we want to live from the better covenant, the new covenant, see? And if we know the Word, we know him, see, because he is his Word, see. He declares that he's the Word, and the Bible is his Word. The Bible is him. See, it's a manifestation of his nature. So the Word of God, if you know the Word of God, you're going to walk in truth. And if you're walking in truth, you're going to know the voice of the shepherd, right? You're going to know it when he does speak. You're going to follow him. And see, how many know that he's already spoken to us through his Word? And a lot of things we don't have to have a voice for because we've heard it in his Word. If we'll just know the Word, see, that's the problem. Too many people don't know the Word, therefore they don't recognize the voices from above from the voices from beneath. They don't have the discernment of spirits to recognize them. If we know his voice, we're going to know whose voice is speaking. See, the Bible tells us to test the spirits to see whether they're the Spirit of God or not, because there are many false antichrist spirits trying to speak into our life and manifest as Christ when they're antichrist. How many know that? This stuff is going on all the time. That's why Christians are living in a lot of confusion. They don't know the truth. But if we know the truth, what does the truth do? When we know it, the truth will set us free. But if we don't know the truth, we are not free in the areas that we don't know truth in. We can be in bondage in every area that we don't know the truth in, see? And a lot of us are in bondage today because we don't know the truth in that area. All we have known is the lies, and the lies, we have believed them as truth. Therefore, we're in deception, and we're in bondage to the degree that we believe the lie. That is the bondage that we're in, see? It's real simple. It's not complicated. Right? I mean, this stuff is not complicated, but you've got to get in the Word of God. You've got to make it the basis for your life. The Word of God is the basis for our life because the Word is Christ. He says, I am the Word. Yeah, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was, The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word created the earth. Jesus created the earth. Oh, yeah. Jehovah's Witnesses don't like that. But you faith, you throw that scripture at them, they don't like that. Because they don't believe Jesus is God. See? Neither does the Way. Did the Way International. They didn't believe Jesus was God either. And, you know, they claim they say, but they're not, because they don't know Jesus is God. You got to declare Jesus is God. Jesus is just as much God as God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. See? When you don't believe that, then you're not believing right, right? Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to have to narrow this down to close here. Oh, ye shall know the truth. The truth shall set you free. Truth will even liberate you from all the failures of your past. Yeah. Also your present and your future. Well, that's the good news. He got it all covered, doesn't he? He got it all covered. Jesus is the truth, right? And he is everything. And that is what he wants you to see right now in your storms, in your attacks from the enemy, even when you hear the voices from below. Jesus wants you to know that he's everything. That's what he wants you to see, that he's everything you need. And that is what he wanted his disciples to learn in that storm. And you also, being one of his disciples, right? So you probably wouldn't be listening to this program if you weren't one of his disciples, if you didn't want more of God, more of Jesus, more power, more deliverance, more freedom, more liberation, more knowledge, more revelation. Yeah, we're his disciples then. Because that's what a disciple wants. He wants to be taught at the master table. He wants to be taught by the Spirit of God. Right? Amen. Amen. That's what he wants you and I to learn. Let's just say it right now. I get it, Lord. I get it, Lord. Right? We need to make some good confessions. I get it, Lord. I thank you, but I will not listen to the voices from below. Just declare that right now. I'm not listening to the voices from below. I'm listening to your voice, Lord. I thank you that I have ears to hear your voice. And I have discernment of spirit to recognize the enemy's voice. Amen. You need to declare these things. Okay? We need to declare the truth over our lives. Amen. Listen, we are known by the devil if we are walking this way. He hates us. Amen. And he's afraid of us because we are walking uprightly. We're walking in a way that the world is not walking. And the devil doesn't like that. And we need to be loosing angels on our lives. There are a lot of angels that we could be loosing on our lives. We loose the angels of God, of moral purity on our lives, the angels of safety, the angels of protection, the angels of unity in our family. Loose those angels of unity and bind those spirits of division and strife, see? We loose the angels of unity, family unity, unity between husband and wife instead of those spirits of strife, those words from below. Huh? Yeah. Lose the blessings and prosperity. The Bible says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Lose the ministry of the word, angels, that minister the word to you, make the word, help the word to be spoken, even though the Holy Spirit is the one that gives you revelation of the word. Ministry, lose the angels of think before you speak. Right? But how many know a lot of people don't, they're Christians too. They don't think before they speak. That this mouth just opens and they speak and they're not thinking about what they're speaking. They're just speaking out whatever comes to their head. And whatever comes to their head is not always the Spirit of God. It's a bunch of junk sometimes, right? Amen. Amen. We need to be free to be obedient to God in everything, right? We need to be released to be in a position of complete obedience to you, Lord. Just release me to be in a position of complete obedience to you, Father. Can you pray that prayer too? Yeah. Just pray that prayer also. Release me to be in a position of complete obedience to you, not partial obedience. Amen? How many people just partial obedience when it's convenient for them, but no, that's not good enough. That's not good enough, okay? Oh, yeah. Oh, my Lord have mercy. We've got a lot of growing to do still. I don't care how long we've been in it. we got a lot of growing to do in God and in grace. And it's good, though. We get more and we get more and we get more and we get stronger. And we need to be stronger for the day we live in, right? Because of the time. Amen. Thank you for posting all those scriptures up there in the chat room. That's good. Appreciate that. I get it. Amen. You're good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, man. I mean, there are things that we could begin to take down spiritually in our family. You know, those strongholds that have been there for generations. We can pull them down. The curses that keep operating because no one ever confronted them. No one's ever dealt with these things. Things that keep happening over and over and over again. In one way or another, it may be a different thing that happens, but it's still a result of the same curse. It's still a result of the same thing operating there. See? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They don't have to always manifest the same way, but it's still a result of the same curse, and it has the same type of result. See? And these things have been going on and on and on and on for generation after generation because nobody's confronting the curse. Nobody's dealing with the curse. At some point, somebody needs to rise up and confront these things in the authority of the Spirit of God and stop these things from happening over and over and over again. Amen? Amen. We're going to stop some things tonight. We're going to do some deliverance here in just a minute here. Amen. Amen. We need to see Jesus as he is. I mean, read Revelation 1:17. What happened there? We see Jesus as he was. And John, he said, when I saw him, I became as a dead man. He fell at his feet as a dead man. Woo! Wow. We need to see Jesus as he is. Then we'll truly die to ourselves and become dead. And then we can be used of God and we can be molded and made by him instead of what we think. It'll be done by the master, and the master knows better than we do. Don't you agree with that? The master knows better than you do, knows better than I do. And if we don't learn to wait on the master, we just jump out there and do it ourselves, and what's happening there? We're taking over. We're not letting Jesus be Lord. We're trying to take over, do it. Huh? That's not what works. I don't think that's what works. I think it works when Jesus does it, right? Amen. Father, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Yield ourselves to you right now. In the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we yield ourselves to you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you're with us and said you'd never leave us nor forsake us anytime, even when we're driving 70 in a 65 zone. You don't leave. That's ridiculous. Some people preach that. They're so legalistic, they don't get it. They don't get the word. The Father, you're always with us. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. You said we could grieve the Holy Spirit, but it doesn't say he'd leave us. And certainly we've all grieved the Holy Spirit at times, Lord, and forgive us for that. But Lord, we just stand confident in knowing that you're with us and in us and living in us right now, and you're never going to leave us, never going to forsake us. And then your hand is mighty upon those who will allow it to be mighty upon. And Lord, I allow your hand to be mighty upon me in Jesus' name. And I pray for you. Grace, more grace. And we shout grace right now, as it said in the word. Shout grace to it. Grace, grace, grace to it. Lord, we shout grace to these situations. Grace includes deliverance. Grace includes every promise of God that came down, every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. We shout grace to these things, these family problems. We shout grace to it. Sickness and disease, grace includes healing. We shout grace, grace, grace to it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for grace, Lord. Thank you. They said, my grace is sufficient. In other words, to deal with demons, my grace is sufficient to deal with that demon. Paul had a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan. My grace is sufficient to deal with the thorn in the flesh, with that satanic demon, that messenger of Satan, speaking of demonic being that attacked Paul. How it got in, we don't know exactly how it got in. Could have been through pride. It could have been a number of ways. We don't know, but we know that it got in. And you haven't shown me exactly how it got in, but Lord, we know that it was a demon, and that you told Paul that my grace is sufficient. In other words, what I've given you already, Paul, use it. And amen, he did, and he got delivered. He didn't keep that thing. He didn't keep it like religious people say. Oh, everybody just has this thorn in the flesh to carry. What a lie of a devil. What a religious lie of a demon. No, he didn't keep his thorn, his messenger of Satan. He got delivered. But Paul said, when I'm weak, I'm really strong. See, in other words, when I'm totally dependent on grace and Jesus and the power of God and the promises of God, man, I'm strong. I'm strong in the Lord of the power of his might, but I got to be weak before I can be strong. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for revelation knowledge about these things, Father. We thank you, Lord, that this religious tradition garbage about everybody has to have a thorn in the flesh is nothing but that. Religious tradition, doctrine of demons. We don't buy that. We don't buy that. We know that we can cast out devils. We can cast out thorns in the flesh. We can cast out the messengers of Satan, Father. We thank you for that today. We thank you for the miracle working power of God in our lives and our families. We thank you that Jesus is going to show up in every situation that we will believe that he'll show up in. Thank you for healing in our families. Thank you for deliverance in our families. Thank you for the breaking of curses in our families, Father. In Jesus' name, we praise you. Thank you for this message tonight. We worship you. We magnify you. And we glorify you, Father. And we thank you for the deliverance time ahead, Father. In Jesus' name, we give you praise for it. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to do deliverance now. I'm going to come back in just a minute here. And do some deliverance and cast out these demons and break some curses. And then we will end the program because we'll run out of time. But I'm glad that we could do some deliverance tonight. So let's find here a short song to play so that we get back as soon as possible here. How the world has changed in one generation. Okay, we'll play that.
I remember at the table, 15 children and just one daddy. Now the daddies don't want children, or at most just one or two. I remember how they used the old church house for a school. Now the schools won't let a Bible pass inside their chilly door. They know it's growing cold, and salvation is slipping through their fingers. As they turn their backs and close their ears to what the prophets all have told. Remember when the babies were delivered by the doctors. Now the doctors all are surgeons, making doors where doors don't go. I remember when the children were instructed by their parents. Now the TV is the parents, teaching violence and crime. Salvation is slipping through their fingers. As they turn their backs and close their ears to what the prophets all have told. How the world has changed in only one generation. They say it's for the better, but they know it's growing.
and close their ears to what the prophet taught and told.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Ready to do some deliverance. Just say in the name of Jesus, I command every wicked spirit in me to come out of me now in Jesus' name. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. You can't go into them when you leave me in Jesus' name. I break every curse over myself, both generational curses and otherwise. And command the spirits that have enforced a curse on me to come out of me now in Jesus' name. Amen. Just repeat that as I said it. I hope you were doing that. All right. Let's get these things out right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We come against the curse of family pride right now. These pride spirits that have been generational. They come down through our family lines, and we break the curse of pride. The curse of pride is full of unbelief, and so we break the curse of unbelief, too, that works with pride. And we command the spirits that have enforced the curse on people to come out right now. In the name of Jesus, come out, all the way out. Those pride spirits, those pride curse spirits, you come out right now. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. All those prideful spirits, go. Those generational pride spirits, come out. Those generational unbeliefs that have just sabotaged the family for generations, keeping the family where they just cannot believe God. They just won't believe God. They can only go so far in believing because there's a curse operating. We break the curse of unbelief. We break the generational spirit. Just like there was in that land that Jesus went to preach in, he couldn't do any mighty works there because of unbelief. There are family lines that God could do no mighty works in because of their unbelief curse. Because of the unbelief in the family lineage, because at some point somebody brought that curse upon the family line, some family member back when did that. And so we break the curse over you, the family line curses of unbelief right now in the name of Jesus. Command those spirits out, 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 out of there, all the way out. We command them out in the name of Jesus right now. Go, 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 the curse of unbelief, go. We break it off of you. In Jesus' name, it may be on the rest of the family still because they're not the ones getting deliverance. You are. So, but we get them off of you. Come out of you. Come out all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All that unbelief. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. All the unbelief. Go. Go. All that unbelief. They just have a hard time believing God. Hard time believing. Come out. We break the curse. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Go. 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 Come out of it. All the way out. Come on. All the unbelief. All the prideful spirit. But we're the Wilpack family or the Patrick family or the Jackson family, and we've got family pride. Yeah, you got that family pride, and you've carried it from generation to generation. That pride goes before fall, and it's kept people falling in your family line for how long? We break that prideful spirit. They break the curse of pride, the family pride, all spiritual pride, all kinds of pride off your family. Come out in Jesus' name. We break that in Jesus' name off of you. Come out. Come out, 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 all the way out. All that pride doorkeeper that keeps the pride in. We command the doorkeeper to be removed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out, doorkeeper, all the way out. All that prideful doorkeeper, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that curse, go, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, the infirmity curses. We break the infirmity curses over your family line. The curse of sickness where people get sick on a regular basis. It's just all the time some kind of sickness going on. We break the curse of infirmity, of sickness over the family line in Jesus' name. Any kind of hypochondriac spirits too that is in the family line, we break that curse. Come out. All those sickness, infirmity curses, spirits, come out. We break the curse in Jesus' name. He became a curse so that you don't have to bear the curse. It's at Galatians. You come out of there all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out. All that curse of infirmity, come out. Always something wrong in the body. Come out, come out, come out. Everybody's sick in the family. Come out, come out, come out. Go, 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 go. Come out. We break the curse of infirmity. We speak health and life in place of the curse in Jesus' name. Jesus said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. He said, he forgiveth every sin and healeth every disease in Psalm 103:3. Come out, all the way out. Come out, 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 come out. All that infirmity, all that infirmity. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name. And we break the curse of uncleanness. That some families are just plagued with perversion and sexual uncleanness and lust and committed fornication and adultery and divorces all the time, stuff like that going on in family lines. We break that spirit, that curse, that generational curse of sexual uncleanness, promiscuous curse on the family, that adulterous, fornicating curse on the family, the perverse curse, the sexual perversion. Come out right now. Those spirits of the curse, we break your power. Come out now. We break the family line curse of sexual uncleanness. Come out, 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 all the way out. We break that uncleanness. Come out, 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 all the way out. The sexual uncleanness, go in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way up out of there. The blood of Jesus, we apply that against it. The blood of Jesus against you, devil. The blood of Jesus against the cursed. We send the mighty warring angels of God to sword these demons, these cursed devils, and we command them to come out now. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All the way up out of there. Go. We break the curses right now. We break the curses in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. We break the curse, the family line curses with people having problems with anxiety and fear and always dealing with stress and always having mental problems in their mind, battles in their mind and having the dark clouds over their minds. And we break that family line curse right now and command the spirits of anxiety and fearfulness to come out right now. These fearful family curses, we break them right now in Jesus' name. All that anxiety, come out. All these spirits of the curse, you come out right now. They keep the curse in place. We cancel your assignment in the name of Jesus. Come out. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray also for David, Father, who's in jail right now. Father, we pray, Lord, that you will minister to David. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that you will speak to him in jail, Father. He'll begin to seek God in jail, Father, that he'll begin to get hungry for the God of his mother, Father, and the God that he knows is real, but he has run from and rejected at times. Father, we pray you deal with him. Father, we pray a hedge of protection around him too, Lord. As he's in there, Lord, we pray the angels of the Lord round about him, Lord, that you minister to David, Father, and get him right with you and bring him through his knees, Father. Bring him to where he humbles himself and depends upon you, Father, and cries out to you to be his God and to serve you, Father, with all his heart. Father, we thank you for working in David's life, Father, and we bind the demons that have been lying to him, Father, in Jesus' name. And the ministering spirits from below, we rebuke them in Jesus' name. And we thank you that he hears the Spirit of God ministering to him, Lord, in Jesus' name. You keep coming out of there all the way out. Go, all those anxiety spirits, all those spirits of worry and mental difficulties. You come out of there. Go, the dark cloud, the mental fog, come out. We break those curses over the mind right now in Jesus' name. Go right now. Go, go, go. Out, out, out. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Up and out of there. In the name of Jesus, you got to go all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Keep going up out of there. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke these spirits right now. The blood of Jesus against these spirits. We come against this a generational curse of laziness, a curse of slothfulness over family lines. We break that over you right now. If you have that curse on you, we break that curse off of you and command the spirits of laziness, slothfulness to come out right now. Come on, all the way out, all the way out. They'll keep you in poverty, these lazy spirits, these poverty. They're linked with the poverty curse as well. You come out of there right now. Go, 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 go. All those laziness curses, go. All those slothfulness, go in Jesus' name. We break the poverty curse as well. The lack curse, the never enough curse. We break that curse and command those spirits of poverty, of lack, of never enough to come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus right now. Come out. We break that curse. You've got to go right now. Move out of there. Move up out of there in the name of Jesus right now. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go right now. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. The angel of the Lord chase and persecute you, demon. You got to go all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, go, go. Out, 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 out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Keep coming out. All the way out. Keep going in Jesus' name. Oh, we break the poverty curse. Keep you always in lack. And if you don't have the money to pay the bills, you can't pay your rent or house payment. Always seems to be a lack. Always seems something breaking down. We break that curse of poverty in Jesus' name. Jesus became poor that we might become rich. And that's not talking just financial riches. It's just talking of riches of heaven, the riches of the abundant life. But he provides all of our needs according to his riches and glory by one Christ Jesus, right? So you got to go right now. You lying curse to try to keep God's people that have been under this curse, to keep them in bondage to this poverty curse and this spirit of bondage to poverty. You come out. We break that curse right now. Come out. Come out. Come out, poverty. Come out, poverty. Come out. 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 Come out, 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 come out of there. Up and out of there. In the name of Jesus. Go, go. Breathe them out. Cough them out. Take a few coughs. Let them get moving. All the way out. Keep going. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. The curse of being miserable. The family line curse. Everybody's just miserable. There's no joy. There's just misery all the time. We break that curse in Jesus' name. And command those spirits that have enforced the curse of misery upon you to come out now. All that misery, it's a miserable family, always sad, always miserable. There's no joy, no real peace in any of them. Come out all the way out. Go, 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 go. All that spirit of misery. We break the curse of misery and no joy and sadness and mourning and just never, you know, having any real joy of victory. Come out. Come out right now. Go. Come out. 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 All the way out. Come 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 out. In Jesus' name, the blood is against you. We pray peace. We pray joy. Lord, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Come out all the way out. All this miserable spirits, the misery spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Those negativism spirits, always keeping you negative about life, negative about everything. You come out. Come on, all that negativism, come out. Spirit of negativism, all the way, expecting the worst and getting it most of the time. Come out, all the way out. Come on, all that negativism. We rebuke the spirits of negativism. Come out, come out. Come out, come out now, all the way out. The blood is against you, demon. The blood of Jesus, come out, 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 all the way out. In Jesus' name, In Jesus' name, the angel of the Lord chase and persecute these spirits right now. In Jesus' name, you have to go to the dry places right now. In Jesus' name, we send you. You got to go packing. You've lost your house. They don't belong to you anymore. Go, go, go. Out, 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 out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. We break the curse of fighting, the fighting family that's always quarreling and fighting and in strife with one another. Yeah, we come against that curse. The quarreling family, the fighting family, they can't get along with each other. They can't get along with others. We break the curse right now. We break that fighting family curse, that strife family curse. Come out. All those spirits of strife and fighting, quarreling, come out. Can't get along, spirits. Come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you have to come out. Now, come out. We've broken the curse off of you and your family. I mean, you're part of the family, you, that is, because I can't fix the rest of your family because, you know, they need to get their own deliverance as well. So you come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, all the way out. That family line curse over you. You got to go. A quarreling is not getting along with one another. Inability to get along. Come out, come out, come out. That strife spirit, arguing spirit, come out. Come out, 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 all the way. Keep moving up and out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I'll let antagonistic spirit come out, 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 come out. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. Quarreling spirit, argumentative spirit, come out. Come out of there, up and out of there. The anger, the violent spirit, come out. All the way out. The angry spirit, come out. The violent spirit, come out. Come out. The can't get along spirit, come out. 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 All the way. In Jesus' name, all that spirit of demonic pressure, come out. Always that pressure to fight with one another, pressure to be miserable, pressure to... Just get along and just can't do it. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. You got to go all the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way. Thank you, Lord. Every bit of it from the root. You have to go all the way. All the way up out of there. Move, 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 move. Father, we thank you for this deliverance tonight and the breaking of the curses. Thank you, Lord, that there'll be difference in people's lives, Father. We thank you for sealing this deliverance to your people, Father. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they continue to walk in freedom more and more and more. And we appreciate the time of deliverance that you've given us today. And thank you for sealing it. And Lord, I thank you that it's real and it's powerful in our lives. And we're going to continue to grow from it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, folks. Well, we've completed another program on this last Friday of January 2022. And I'll be getting the newsletters out this weekend. For those who are on the newsletter mailing list, you'll be getting it by email. If you're not getting a newsletter and you like to, just send me an email asking for it, and we will add your name to the mailing list. Okay? And so don't forget the words that the Lord gave me for 2022. Both of them are in there. Day one, they gave me on one day, and day two on another day that he gave me. So I put them both in print so you'd have them to meditate on, think about, and see if the Lord is speaking to you those things as well. And so we have that as well. And also Sister Linda will be back next Friday sharing the second half of the message on praise, the final half on the message on praise, right, part two. So we look forward to that. Our last one was very anointed. If you haven't heard, go back and listen. All these 390 programs are up and available to listen to. the ones that we've been doing for years are up, and you can go back and listen to any one of them. So take advantage of that, and we'll see you back next week. God bless you, and thank you for being here. You guys are all a blessing. We appreciate you, and we will see you back next week. Nothing compares to the love of God, and we are partakers of that love because we know him. We're born again. from above. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, Jesus, knowing him is wonderful. Think of what he's done in your life. Think of how far he's taken you. Think of all that he brought you through to this very day right now. And yet he's going to see us through all the way to the end. He said, I'll never forsake you, even unto your white hairs, he said. Your hoar hairs, it calls in the King James, but that means white hairs. He's not going to leave you. He'll see you through till you pass from this world or till he comes back, whichever comes first. And we're in good hands with Jesus, right? Amen. Well, thank you for listening. We love you, appreciate you, and we'll see you back next week. Good night.